In a backstage room at the Civic Center, two Irish volunteers with microphones watch the musical Les Miserables on a closed-circuit television and describe what they see.
Javert jumps from the bridge with a swirling darkness behind him. He falls a long way into the swollen river. Javert is dead.
In the auditorium, blind people wearing wireless headsets hear Bobby Bailey and his describing partner, Dorothy Hockenberry.
Jean Valjean drags Marius into the sewer through a grate on the right part of the stage.
This is the first time Hockenberry and Bailey have described a musical. They prepared by studying the script and attending a prior performance.
Bobby went through and did this whole script and wrote out notations of when we should come in, what we should say, which are just fantastic. And to some extent, we wing it as we go along, but pretty much we're following what he has written out for us.
In a sense, we were all terrified that we were doing this play to start with because it's so complicated, it's so filled, and it's hard to fight that, and Dorothy's been battling this, and so have I, that it's such a beautiful set, and they do so many neat things with this production, but you can't do it, you can't describe it, you don't have the time.
Al Bickell is in the audience listening to Bailey and Hockenberry. Bickell is blind and says his sighted wife often describes shows for him.
It's a little bit of a change for me, obviously, getting used to it being somebody else. My wife knows me pretty well, so she knows some of the stuff that I want to know about. Right now I'm kind of taking it in, and I'm curious as to how it'll progress. I'm hoping it does progress. You know, as a way, another way for myself to go to, let's say, Book of Mormon, which my wife does not want to go to, has no interest in attending. And so, you know, I can go to that, and I don't have to worry about there being description there or having somebody with me. You know, and I could attend a show on my own then if I wanted to. So,
audio description will be available during the Civic Center's Broadway series for at least one performance of each show. The Iowa Radio Reading Information Service Executive Director Mary Frances Evans says she wants her group of volunteers to provide description at other venues, including a high school production of the play Dead Man Walking.
As I understand it, there are two young women who are blind who are Dowling Catholic students. We're trying to hustle together to go do audio description just so that these two students can have, you know, a fairly equal experience at that play, like their sighted peers. These are their friends in the play.
Since 1989, Iris volunteers have been reading newspapers aloud that blind people can listen to on special radios. Evans says also having the nonprofit group do audio description fits their mission.
Iris exists to bring the world of information to people who cannot access print because of blindness or visual impairment. The world of information goes beyond what's printed on a page.
Evans says Iris volunteers could provide description for funerals, parades, or any event where an audio description would help a blind person. In Des Moines, I'm John Pimble, Iowa Public Radio News.